Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we do another chapter, also linked to the previous chapter which we were doing, the chapter on dignity and composure. But this one has got to do with composure and dignity, specifically with regard to our ibadat. Babu nudbi ila ityani salati wal ilmi wa nahwihima min al ibadati bis sakinati wal waqadi. The chapter on the desirability of going for salah, going for knowledge, in other words, going to seek knowledge and other forms of worship with composure and dignity. So even the way we are approaching our ibadat, this manner, the style, the way we are walking towards the masjid should be one of dignity, should be one of a person that is composed, not that the person is just running and he's hastening, or person is driving and he's driving fast. So in other words, there's some level of preparation that takes place before a person goes to the masjid, so that now when he's proceeding, he doesn't have to run. Because when a person has to run for salah, the first thing that happens is a person loses his breath. And now he's starting his salah in that condition where he's panting for breath, he's out of breath. Or person rushing and racing towards the masjid, in itself, it doesn't create a nice mental composure for a person. So he's starting his salah in that situation. Or what else happens is when people are running, the noise is made as they're coming to salah to the masjid. So it creates a little bit of a commotion. If it's a big crowd, imagine a big crowd of people running. What will they do? That composure, that respect, that dignity for that worship, that devotion, that ibadat that is there, that will be lost. So anyway, this chapter is dealing with this, that where a person now is proceeding for any dini ilm, he's going for a talk, he's going for some dars, for some lesson, or he's going for salah, then in what manner he should proceed. As we mentioned, this is the beauty of our deen. Everything is spelled out to us, that even how we proceeding also for salah, what manner we should adopt, that also is told to us in our deen. In other words, what level of refinement Allah Ta'ala has made for us in our deen, that every single thing, a person knows, I'm going to toilet. Imagine if we were like the West, person goes to urinal, doesn't make a difference. No use of water, no direction in terms of which direction a person must face, no direction in terms of which foot he must enter the toilet, which foot he must leave the toilet, how he should sit in the toilet, what he should read before entering the toilet, what he shouldn't be reading inside the toilet, what he should be using to clean himself. All these things are told to us. Only one, I'm just giving one example with regards to the toilet. Like that, there are adab and etiquette for so many other things. So part of the etiquette of a person proceeding towards ibadat, acts of worship, or towards ilm, etc., is a person moves in a very, very composed, dignified manner. قال الله تعالى وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Allah Ta'ala says, whoever honors the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is because of the piety of the hearts. And one of the ways of honoring the symbols, in other words, one of the ways of honoring those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created and made things to be respected as far as our deen is concerned, one of them is salah. So one of the ways of respecting salah is a person is there early for salah. Like a person who has to appear for a court case, and the court case is starting, for example, at 9 o'clock. This person decides he wants to walk in at 10 o'clock, and he wants to race and rush and come. Then what will the judge tell him? Will that be in keeping with the etiquette of the court? This is not just an ordinary court. This is the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the masjid. So in what way a person should proceed even towards the masjid? According to Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, sakina, tranquility, we're talking about way moving with sakina, with tranquility, and moving with waqar, dignity. So according to Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, this sakina, this tranquility refers to composure in movement and abstinence from futile actions. So there is composure in the way he's moving, and also abstinence from futile actions. In other words, now a person comes to the masjid, now he's playing with his beard, this person is playing with his hair, person is taking out his phone, person is doing all types of futility. That also is against sakina, is against tranquility. A person who's tranquil, there isn't too much of movement in him. He's sitting in the masjid, person is sitting here and he's making zikr. You won't find him scratching around, moving around, looking around, what's happening this side, what's happening that side. He's trying to talk to someone. He's composed, he's fixed. This person has got some direction in him. So this is what is referred to as sakina in this chapter. And whilst waqar, dignity, refers to normally lowering the gaze, lowering the voice, and not looking around in various directions. In other words, this person is a dignified person, that his gaze also is lowered. He is not examining to see how many fans in the masjid, how many speakers here, what speakers they are using, what type of downlights in the masjid, seeing what type of air conditioning. All that doesn't concern him. His gaze is lowered, his voice is lowered, unnecessarily not getting involved in unnecessary things. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. All this is part of the adab, the etiquette of salat, that a person is early, a person comes composed, a person lowers his gaze, he lowers his voice, he's respectful. Then you won't find any announcement needed to made to be made that please brothers, don't put your cell phones on, keep your cell phones off. The person already knows that in the masjid my voice has to be lowered, my gaze has to be lowered. It's automatic that if my gaze and my voice has to be lowered, it's automatic that my cell phone should already be lowered. If just the voice itself and the gaze has to be lowered, it's etiquette of the masjid that the cell phone is also off. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing these things, these etiquettes of the masajid, etiquettes of proceeding to the masjid, leaving and going back also with dignity and composure. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.